May 19th marks the four-year anniversary of the 2015 Plains All-American Pipeline Refugio oil spill that released more than 140,000 gallons of heavy crude along 150 miles of the California coast, from Gaviota to the Channel Islands and as far south as Orange County. The spill closed public beaches, 138 square miles of fisheries, and killed hundreds of marine mammals and seabirds. 4 years later, the threat of another spill looms large as ExxonMobil seeks to restart its offshore platforms and truck its oil along the same coastal route. The chief counsel of the Environmental Defense Center, Linda Kropp, was available for comment. What was EDC's response following the 2015 Refugio oil spill? What was going on when everybody heard the news?
We were contacted the very first day of the oil spill, and so we immediately drove out there, and we were on the beach. And it was devastating. We watched the oil spread from the beach into the ocean, and there was absolutely no cleanup happening at all, nothing to contain that oil, nothing to prevent it from being spread into the ocean. And we know that about 80% of the oil that spilled from that pipeline did end up in the ocean, which means it was really never cleaned up. And who knows what the long-lasting effects of that are. So from the very first day, the first thing we tried to do was pressure the agencies to do more to contain and clean up the oil. We worked with our state elected officials, and within months we had a couple new laws passed. One to try to prevent pipeline oil spills by having better oversight, but also a law to try to improve oil spill response the next time we have a spill, which will inevitably happen. We also worked really hard to reinstate the authority of the California Coastal Commission, which had been suspended by the governor, and we ensured that the cleanup was as environmentally sensitive as possible. So, for example, making sure that they were not using oil dispersants, which are very toxic and actually make the spill even worse. So we were extremely busy those, first days, and here we are 4 years later, and we're still working to try to prevent oil spills, to try to prevent Exxon from restarting its platforms off of the Gaviota coast, and a whole host of other issues that we continue to work on.
So with ExxonMobil wanting to resume production from three of the offshore oil platforms, what is EDC doing to oppose these proposals?
So the oil spill resulted in seven platforms being shut down because they relied on that pipeline to carry their oil to refineries. Four of those platforms are being decommissioned now, which is great. ExxonMobil owns three of the platforms right off of the Gaviota coast, and ExxonMobil wants to restart those platforms. So the company has an application pending before the County of Santa Barbara to truck their oil, because there is no pipeline available right now. That's probably the worst way to transport the oil. We've had oil tanker truck accidents throughout our region. We did some research here, and we discovered 30 oil tanker truck accidents in California just in recent history. Probably the most notable one that people might remember is in December 2017 in the middle of the Thomas Fire. As people were being told to evacuate, an oil tanker truck spilled on Highway 101 in Goleta and shut down 101. 154 was already shut down because of the fire, so people had nowhere to go. So these accidents do happen, and they spill oil into creeks. And, their 101 goes right along the coast. These trucks would go, there would be 70 trucks a day carrying oil. They would travel along 101, which is very pristine part of our coast. They would have to travel through the windy, curvy Gaviota area with the tunnel. And then the trucks would also travel across Highway 166, which is a very dangerous rural road, on their way out to Bakersfield. So EDC represents Get Oil Out and Santa Barbara County Action Network in opposition to that proposal.
So what can our listeners do to voice their opinions about this?
The community does have a say, fortunately. ExxonMobil does need county approval for their trucking application, and it's more than just the trucks. If the county approves Exxon's application to truck its oil along the coast, that will provide the means by which Exxon can restart its platforms right off the Gaviota coast. That is something we don't want. So this is all within the county's purview, And so right now the county has prepared a draft environmental impact report. Then there will be hearings coming up in the fall, probably before the County Planning Commission. So if people are interested, they can sign up for the Environmental Defense Center's emails and action alerts. That's probably the best way to stay informed. Or they can monitor the county schedule themselves.
For the past 4 years, the Environmental Defense Center has been working diligently to ensure restoration of our coastline to its pristine pre-spill condition and prevent future oil-related disasters. While there is no end in sight to the threats that our community is facing, EDC remains vigilant in protecting the California coast from oil and gas development.